بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A king wanted to learn the art of alchemy, transforming metal into gold. If we hear that someone has got this art, science of turning metal into gold, I think there will be such a long queue waiting to learn this, anxious to learn this, right? That they'll have to have police to control that crowd. Ordinary metal, you don't see all thrown around here, there, everywhere. Now this person will make metal into gold, and he's proving it that I can do it. You think that people won't flock, crowds and droves of people? Application will come there for years. He must learn it, must learn it. After all, people go to school, education, etc. for what? For money. Eventually add the whole thing up. At the end, what they want? At the end, they want some wealth. So now this person is saying, I'll shortcut the whole thing. Just bring metal, turn it into gold. Give me 3 hours flat, I will sort it out. So the king, he heard of someone that can get this done, metal into gold. So he asked his people to go and grab that person, bring him. King of control, strength, power, might. And unfortunately people think that might is right. Why I'm right? Because I got might. Why are you wrong? Because you got no might. So as right as you are, but you don't have the might, you're not right. So that's the world that we live in today. Might is right. One man had a lion friend, you see. So both of them were strolling on the street. So they got arms on the shoulder, lion and man, they're walking. They saw a big paper placard with a man choking a lion. He's killing a lion with his bare hands, choking him. So the man says to the lion, see how strong we are, how mighty. Grab you and can kill you. So the lion had a big laugh. Big laugh. And he says, it wouldn't be the same if the pen was in our hands. So, jiski lati, uski bhens. Might is right. That's the world that we live in. Might is right. So anyway, king passed the order, this person must be apprehended, brought. Man is wearing a Asian cloth, na kapre ka tikana, na baal ka tikana. He is all disheveled. Clothing, absolutely torn, worn out clothing. That's the type of life he's living. Brought to the threshold of the king. So the king says, you know, I have heard that you are a master in the science. So he says, look at me, see my hair, disheveled, clothing, koi thikana nahi. Person like me has the science. You think I would have been living like this? I have mercs, planes, jets, whatever, you know, all parked up around me. You see the dingy house that I'm living in, the type of hair that I got, the clothing I got. This is a far-fetched dream. So anyway, the king shouted his minister, why did you misinform me? Send the person away. So the minister tells the king, by Kimya is tarah se seekhte nahi. Alchemy, you don't learn it like this. Ab phir kis tarah se seekhte hain? So how do you learn this thing here? He says, you have to go and lower yourself, humble yourself, cry, make your fellows feel like you're nothing. To beg, you have to beseech, you have to go and humble yourself, humiliate yourself. Eventually, if he'll come in his mind, he'll teach you. But you want it your way, you'll never get it. So anyway, the king says, Menato Sikla, I understood what you're saying. So it took him 2 days or so to understand a plan, work out a plan. He wore the worn clothes, all torn clothes, covered himself with dust. He is all disheveled. In that state, he goes to this alchemy. So, this alchemy says to him, Baba, you came here, no, so no. Mujhe tujhse pyar hai, bhai. Mujhse tujhse pyar hai. I just love you. Is aankhon ka kya karo? What am I going to do with his eyes? Jab se dekha, mujhko tujhko to pyar aa gaya. When I saw you, my eyes fell on you, your eyes fell on me. I just learned the art of love. So just looking at you, and then I became a poet, I became a lover. Just like you. So this alchemy is telling, don't make basti out of me, dog. You see how a wretched person I am. I got nothing to offer. You're making musty with me. So no, I'm truthful, I'm true. I just, but tujhse pyar ho gaya. I can't separate you now. Anyway, they say also, love is blind. The king heard about Leela Majnun. How English equivalent, Romeo and Juliet, right? So he summoned Leela. Leela means night. So, nothing exciting here, man. Majnun is an educated person, PhD. How can he fall in love with such a thing like this? No attraction, no features, and he fell in love. So, Majnun says to the king, see, to appreciate Leela, you need to have the eyes of Majnun. Beauty, what they say, beholds, what is that English saying? The eyes of the beholder. Who sees he must say it's beautiful. Something will just strike and he takes a liking. One student, he's gone somewhere, wherever he's gone. So, he was interested in one girl, he asked me, can you just make an intro? So I made an intro. He went. So I said, you like the girl? So yeah, I like. I said, what do you liked of her? Just in passing. I just made the intro and I was gone. But what you liked in her? No, I liked her turkeys. All things. You should go to turkeys. Turkeys, you should go to one shop, you'll find turkeys there. You like the turkeys. Where's your brains want? You got married to whatever. Allah Hakim. Mystery was in both the worlds. So beauty is something else. It must just, your eyes must just say, your heart must just say, and you begin to love. Now, this king is not letting go of this alchemy. Night is going, pressing his legs, massaging his head, massaging his entire body. The morning is milking his goat, offering him what nice milk. So, night shift, day shift, and he's on his keys. Just working on the case, not leaving him. Taking his clothes, washing it, preparing, ironing it, pressing it, doing everything what he can do. Alchemist, hey, don't waste your time here. You know, to get anything up. He knows the trick now. He understood the story. So he's giving himself. This is what has been read today. Beseech. Ask Allah, beg Allah Ta'ala. For the begging, whatever it takes you to beg, beg, cry, beseech, humble yourself, whatever it takes. Take out the tears. See, that will show some color. You see that? One man was dying on the deathbed now. All the creditors are there. Bhai, paisa chahiye. It's batal now. Pay up now. All your years now you've been eating our money. Now pay. So any creditor is coming, say, just join the line. Just join the line. I got no money. I'm insolvent. What do you regret about me? They join the line. We want our money. In the meanwhile, outside the house, there's one youngster that is crying, Mithai, Mithai. 10 rupees ka Mithai. Mithai for 10 rupees. So this dying person is calling the child that is selling Mithai. How many pieces you got? So many pieces. 10 pieces. How much? For 10 rupees. So there's 10 creditors here, give it to them. 1, 1, 1. Thus. Wiped out. So the child is saying, bhai, paisa chahiye. Want money. So the dying man is saying, bhai, had I had the paisa, I would have paid all these people here. You think I would have kept them waiting here? So if you know what's good for you, just join the line. The child is crying now. Hey, bhai, meri maa to mujhe maregi. My mother is going to give it to me. I'm going to catch it from you. Mother didn't send me to become Christmas father here. Christmas father is a madman. Jo mujhe ke paas hota hai, madman. So anybody is Christmas father is like a madman. Synonymous to a madman. Mother didn't send me to become Christmas father. He just joined the line. He's crying, Maa to mujhe maregi, mujhe pitegi. She's waiting, some money must come, she can buy some bread, milk, whatever, daily requirements. And you, like a clever thing, now you well, give everything in charity. What's wrong with you? So the child is crying. One is crying and he's sobbing now, you know, hichki lekar ke ro raha hai, sobbing. One is just crying. One is hichkiya lekar ke ro raha hai. He is crying and he is sobbing now. He's gone to that extreme level of tears. There's a knock on the door. Person came up with a bag. 100,000. And he was owing these people approximately 10,000 each. 10 creditors. Sort them out. Plus some 100 rupees each. Sort the child out. So those people ask, but how does it relate? You know, exactly in proportion to the credit, did he receive that assistance? How it worked? So the dying man is saying, I prayed to Allah Ta'ala for help. I asked for help. Waha se jawab hua, to lekin is dawa ko lagne ke liye koi rone wala ho. You know, for the match to strike, you need a box. How can the match strike itself? Can you get fire? So for that thing to fire, you need a box. What the box is going to fire? So the jawab came from Allah Ta'ala. For the dua to strike, you need tears. Nobody is crying. This is a paisa lao. Nobody's tearing. So I had to give this child in to cry. And that thing struck. Mustafa rahmatullah alayhi. One man came complaining. Chota bachcha hai, raat ko bahut rota hai. Small child cries at night. So Mustafa rahmatullah told him, pehle zamane mein log akhiri raat ko uth kar ke khuda ke samne roya karte the. In the old days, what used to happen? In the last part of the night, people used to get up and cry to Allah Ta'ala. Ab toh koi rone wala nahi. There's nobody crying, so the child has to cry. On your behalf, who's crying? The child is crying. Some tears has come. Just for to attract the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, some tears are required. You know, to switch on an engine, you need a key, isn't it? To switch on an engine, you need a key. to switch that mercy of Allah Ta'ala on, you need tears. Nobody's crying. So the child has to cry to switch on that mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, this king is making khidmat for 6 months, massaging, oiling, washing his clothes, any khidmat that he can think of, he is doing every khidmat. 6 months. After the 6 months, now that alchemy is telling him, Mere Pasna, he is a jahil, bishara, ignorant person, he can't even say right properly. The jahil is telling him, Mere Pas ek ilam hai. Not saying ilm also, Mere Pas ek ilam hai. I got on knowledge, you know. I got on profession. So the king is acting like he's not interested. Wo ilm ki isi, I don't want all these things here. But mujhe tujhse pyar hai. I just got a liking for you. All these things here, I didn't come for this. Nahi, beta, mere paas ek ilm hai. Wo sona banate hai. I have got a profession, I got a trade, you make gold. The king is saying, no. Mujhe bas tujhse pyar hai. Ye dunya ki cheezon ki taraf hamara koi dhyan dil nahi lagta. We got no interest in all this thing here. Khuda kare ki hamare andar ye talab aa jaye, bhai. We have the talab, the true search. King was acting right, but he made it work. If the talab in our heart, if the crying is true, then what will happen? A man got a heart like a rock, and he could soften the heart. Man's heart is like a rock, but he could soften the heart with a little bit of tears, crying. Then in the court of Allah Ta'ala, in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, if someone really tears, you think he's not going to attract. He's going to attract things. But is there any takers? Is there any criers? Allah wants someone to cry. Go in the quiet, in the solitude, cry. For your forgiveness, for hidayat, for yourself, for people in general, for your families. We are ready to complain about this person, that person. I'm doing it, he's not doing. Not playing his part. I must do for everybody else. So, we are ready to complain about others. But how many of us think, let's make it happen? Let's cry. Allah wants that. أَمَّا يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. In state of desperation. You're showing Allah that I got nothing. عَبِدُوا ke paas unki ibadat hai. Ones that make ibadat, they got the support of the ibadat. عَلِمُوا ke paas unka ilm hai. Ulama ko de ilm. Main be-sahara, be-pana hu. I've got no support, Allah Ta'ala. I just got you, I got no support. I don't have that ibadat, I don't have that ilm. I got nothing to offer. I got nothing, absolutely nothing to offer. So Allah Pak wants you to cry like that. See this man, this king, and how he broke the heart, how he softened the heart. So the king is asking, you know, hey, I got this thing, I must teach it to you. So anyway, king is acting like as though he doesn't want it. So eventually now that alchemy made out that this person really, really likes him, you know. So this was the proof of love. See, I need to prove that love is true. Man is honest, the test of love. And give it to you after passing the test of love. Test of love is not an easy thing. An ordinary girl, she puts you through your tracks, to prove your love. Eh? Only girl now. But she knows she's got you, right? You're mad over, heads over heel, right? So how she makes you run? How she makes you dance? So the king put him right to the tracks. Day, night, this alchemy put the king to the tracks. Eventually when he made out that he's really in love, really, really in love, now he takes himself, alright, let me go and illustrate the whole thing. These are the type of things that he will add. This is the proportions, this is what he will do. And he made him do it about 10 times himself. So now until he perfected it. He perfected it, he made him do it, and he can do it himself. When he could do it himself, now, Wahid Muzakkar Ghaib Hoya.
He disappeared from the scene. Absolutely. I thought the person, and then he disappeared. So that alchemy is saying, isi wajah se logon ne kaha, humare purane logon ne, old people used to say, you mustn't trust aliens. People are foreign aliens, they're not from here, you don't know them. You mustn't trust them. Yeah, he came, he learned the thing, disappeared. In the meanwhile, he spoiled me. 6 months, massaging me all that now. Nobody to massage me. But the moral here is, ya talab, to ask, to beg. You want something, and you want something from a sovereign that is almighty. A sovereign whose treasures are unlimited. A sovereign that is eternal. A sovereign that is not restricted by time, by place, by person. No, nothing restricts him, nothing stops him. So you want it from him. Sovereign that knows your heart, you can't bluff him. So how much you must make talab, cry, beg, beseech. Just get to his feet and try. And then you see what he will give. We were in Spingo Beach on a Thursday. We had all these beggars coming, right? And they say, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum. Right? So the aunties will have one tin of some whatever they'll have. It's alright. Well, give it out. So when the person is coming to your door and he's asking you, begging you for the 10th time, you will feel ashamed, you will feel embarrassed. Well, give him something now. If you feel ashamed not to give him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَسْتَحْيِي مِنَ الْعَبْدِ إِذَا يَرْفَعَ يَدَيْهِ أَيَّرُدَّهُمَا صِفْرًا. When you are crying, raising your hands, begging from Allah Ta'ala, you're really crying in desperation, sobbing, showing desperation, showing that you have got hopes in nothing but Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You think Allah Ta'ala will leave you empty-handed. When a small woman, she cannot see the beggar empty-handed, will he leave you empty-handed? But is there any taker? Is there any crier? Are you crying? Like how you're supposed to be crying? But the research on, is there any arif that is as great as him? Is there any ashik that is great as him? Is there any person that knows Allah Ta'ala as him? But then he's crying for the ummah. On the night of Badr he's crying. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. And his tears is showing results the following day. Is this the reason? Allah Ta'ala is saying, I like this ada. Tumhari ada mujhe kuch pyara gaya. Tumhari ada ke upar mujhe pyara gaya. This crying of yours, this touching me. استستغيثون ربكم فاستجاب لكم. So in this month of Ramadan, this is what's happening, that those malaika that are supporting the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, they are commanded, leave everything else, just say Ameen to the du'as of people, just keep saying Ameen. So these malaika are your friends. I tell you that the malaika like you more than any friend of yours. That friend became your friend because of some favor, isn't it? Generally, friend because of some favor, some good time, some entertainment, so he became your friend, right? And malaika, have you done anything for the malaika? Have you done anything, any service, rendered any service? But they love you so much, they love you to bits. They're making ameen for your du'as. They're making dua for your forgiveness. And they're making dua for yourself, for your wife, for your children, for your parents. Allah enter them all into Jannah, no exception. أَدْخِلُمْ جَنَّاتِ أَدْنِنِ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ مَنْ سَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَزُرِّيَاتِهِمْ. Did you pay the malaika any fees, any service, any contribution? So this, they're taking liking for you. So don't do anything that will stop the malaika from entering into your home. Anything that will stop the malaika's entrance, don't do that. They love you so much, but naturally they can't enter certain homes. Some homes they can't, this can't enter. Where there is pictures, Malaika can't enter. Whichever type of picture. Don't say, no, don't make stories now. That this is digital, not digital, not. Leave all your stories. Just come straight to the point. This is a picture, leave it out. So any picture, Malaika won't come into the house. They dying to show you love, and you're keeping them out. No, you just stay out. I don't need you. They dying to show you love, to get you into Jannah. And you say, no, you stay out. Can there be any person as stupid? So one is this, that Malaika, you keep the Malaika away. One is where a woman is not dressed correctly. Whether in her house or outside of her house, but she's not dressed correctly, hair is open, etc. And you're stopping the Malaika from entering. One is when someone is intimate, that is an exception. But otherwise, then dress up correctly. Cover your head, cover your body, loose clothing. That's all required. Cover your head, cover your body, and let the clothing be loose. And the third requirement is when you are when you're coming out in public, then cover your head, cover your clothing, cover yourself with a loose cloth, right? But then let the cloth be inattractive. Let the cloth be inattractive. You know, the hadith says that you revive a sunnah, you get the sawab of 100 shaheeds. And I feel a lot of women can score. Simple sunnahs, parda, ineffective when coming out in people, keeping himself in the home, not going out. So it's a sunnah that is called umitat badi, it's died. People are wearing abaya and all that, just to show out, hey, this one is the latest one. But mine is more later than yours. So you don't want to get the sawab. So they killed it, they destroyed the sunnah. Now there's a need to revive that sunnah. So whatever parda requires, stay in the home, don't go around mall, hall and all that, don't wear that type of clothing, don't gallivant with your clothing in public. So you're going to get credited with 100 shaheeds. Women say, no, we can't fight, we can't get shaheed, shahadat. One easy way to get shahadat, easy way. One woman came to Nabi Sassam, and she's begging Nabi Sassam, allow me to go out in jihad that I may become shaheed. So Nabi Sassam says to her, remain in your home, and Allah Ta'ala will grant you shahadat. Remain in your home, look at Hadith Abu Dawud, remain in your home, and Allah Ta'ala will honor you with shahadat. And exactly like Nabi Samad showed, the same woman, in the day of Umar radiallahu, she was made shaheed. They should call her a shaheeda. Because Nabi Samad already predicted that she'll be a shaheed. So in her home, Allah Ta'ala blessed her with shahadat. However it happened, but she was blessed with shahadat. So the woman also should aspire. That shaheed is the only person whose life is continuous. It continues, you know. Life continues. It doesn't stop. From one level to the other level, it just escalates. Continuous life. What is the meant of the life continuing? The simple meaning, there are other meanings, but give one simple meaning. See, the purpose of life is so that you can gain proximity, right, to Allah Ta'ala. You can strive and gain. So the purpose of life is to gain, isn't it? So a person dies, then he can't gain any further. That it comes to a stop, everything is terminated. But for a shaheed, he's gaining all the time. Like he used to gain, he's gaining. So that's why he's alive. Because though he's alive, he's still gaining, exactly like when he used to be alive. So his accounts are still open. Imagine a woman just revives the sunnah. What would be her status? We just need a few women to start this off. The whole sunnah of modesty, shame. They start it off, and what reward they will get, all those that will follow this woman, then is to their credit. the whole sunnah of modesty. Nabi himself was modest and shameful. So you just start it off and see now everybody that follows all to your credit. قَدْ أُمِيتَتْ سُنَّتِي أَلَّتِي قَدْ أُمِيتَتْ بَعْدِي. So Allah Ta'ala grant us that tawfiq, that the malaika must say ameen to our du'as. They begin to love us. They begin to love us. They have an earnest love for us. Like I say, this few things that the malaika are kept out. One is pictures. One is woman not correctly dressed, right? Number three, the third thing that keeps the malaika out, is the misuse of the tongue. See that famous hadith where the person was slandering as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and as Abu Bakr remained silent, so Nabi Sam didn't say anything. But the moment he spoke, he retorted, Nabi Sam got up and went away. So Nabi Sam explained to him afterwards that as long as you remain silent, the malaika were defending you. But when you spoke, the malaika went away. So that means not being careful about the tongue. There's a lot of hadith, but let's just show you one hadith to show this. If you're not careful with your tongue, then the malaika go away. Whether it lies, whether ghibat, whether whichever misuse of the tongue, abuse of the tongue, and you get the malaika going away from you. It's not that the malaika with you, now they're gone. So this malaika are making dua for you now, so don't lose out. Don't chase this malaika out. How bad it looks, if someone came to your house, some respectable person came and you chased him out, won't they disgrace you at the end of time that a respectable person came to your house and you had the heart to chase him out? So the same will be told that the malaika came to your house and you had the heart, you had the decency to chase the malaika out of your house. So for Allah's sake, don't chase the malaika out. Don't do anything. So three things I've spoken about: picture, not correctly dressed, and number three, misuse of the tongue. Allah bak tawfiq naseeb kare.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakal shukru kulluhu. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. جزى الله عنا نبينا سيدنا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا راحم المساكين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا أرحم الراحمين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين. Allah forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Allah forgive our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. Allah forgive the sins that we have done knowingly, unknowingly, Ya Allah. Allah have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Allah is a Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah, your mercies are raining down upon us, O Allah. Allah, don't exclude us from your rahmat and your mercy, O Allah. Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, forgive our uncles and aunts, our cousins, our relatives, our neighbors, our asatiza. Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, shower your special rahmat and mercy on the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, there are many of our Muslim brothers and sisters around the world who are in difficulty and hardship, Ya Allah. Wallah, many of them don't have food for iftar. They don't have a roof over their heads. They don't have clothing on their bodies, Ya Allah. Wallah, look after them, take care of them, Ya Allah. Have mercy on them, Ya Allah. Many of them in these war-torn countries have been torn apart from their families, Ya Allah. Wallah, have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to forgive us for all our sins and our wrongs, Ya Allah. Wallah, whoever has done us any good, any ihsan, whoever has helped us and assisted us in our well-being, whether it's dini or dunyawi, Ya Allah, from the time we were born till now, Ya Allah, Wallah, reward them and bless them with the greatest of ajar and sawab, Ya Allah. Whether it was our parents and grandparents who looked after us in our infancy, Ya Allah. Wallah, whether it was our maktab asatiza who taught us how to read the Qur'an al-Kareem, Ya Allah. Wallah, our hibz ustad who helped us memorize the Qur'an, Ya Allah. Our asatiza who taught us the Qur'an al-Kareem, the meaning of the Qur'an, Ya Allah. Wallah, whether it was the jamaat that came and knocked on our door and encouraged us to come to the masjid, Ya Allah. Wallah, it was an alim who gave a bayan on a mimbar and encouraged us to do some good deed, Ya Allah. Wallah, whoever encouraged us and helped us in whichever way, Ya Allah, you reward them with the best ajar and the best reward, Ya Allah. Wallah, all the ni'mat that you blessed us with, Wallah, Wallah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to give us the tawfiq of making shukr for those ni'mat, Ya Allah. Wallah, we enjoyed so many favors from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, yet we've never made shukr enough to you, Ya Allah. Wallah, please forgive us for this na-shukri of ours, Ya Allah. Wallah, bless us with the tawfiq of making shukr to you, Ya Allah. Wallah, whatever from the time we know ourselves till now, whatever wrongs, evils we've done, Ya Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Wallah, and we beg you, Ya Allah, when the time comes for us to leave this world, Ya Allah, bless us with khatima bil khair, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq of reciting La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah at the time of our death, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with a good death, Ya Allah. Save us from an evil death. Save us from dying in an evil place, Ya Allah. Allah, be happy with us, be pleased with us. Allah, bless us with Jannatul Firdaus. Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, make our wives, our children, the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Allah, bless our children with good manners, with adab, with haya, with good qualities, Ya Allah. Allah, save them from behayai and being rude and bad manners, Ya Allah. Allah, make them a coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Allah, bless them with all kinds of goodness in this world and in akhirat, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked you for, Allah, bless us with that. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sought protection in you from, Allah, then save us from that, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna wa maulana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'uzu bika min sharri ma sta'ada minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna wa maulana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.